Jerry and I also were involved in a separate recent ATS document that took a slightly different approach than gold. Many of the folks were actually gold science committee members as well, so there was a lot of overlap. This was a really aggressive evidence-based approach at looking at potential therapies. And Ruth, if you look at your top recommendation, there is one of the ones that was intensively examined, which is this issue of whether you'd rather use dual bronchodilators than single bronchodilators, suggesting that, in fact, you do see more benefit with a combination. But Jerry's point is absolutely correct, that this is all for personalization. And that is why I still like the gold recommendation approach, because it gives you some latitude in being able to make individual patients' decision. And then there were a series of conditional recommendations. This is using the grade approach for its good and its bad. Again, supporting the gold approach of inhale steroids for exacerbation reduction. That is beneficial. The potential value of discontinuing inhaled corticosteroids to maximize risk-benefit in selected patients. And then I think something that we all used to do, but rarely do these days, is that maintenance oral corticosteroids, always OCS, is really not something that's recommended. So in many ways, this ATS document solidified some of the recommendations we made earlier with a very aggressive, a very rigorous evidence-based approach. But Jerry, if you look at it, it's similar to what many of us have done in the gold schema. So I think that as you think about this whole issue of personalization, Jerry, I totally agree with that sentiment. I think one of the components that's good and bad is that there are currently, certainly in the U.S., a slew of agents in each of these classes.